to the Center Circle Studio. Tim Van Horn goes studs up into the soccer world where no one is safe. The 18-yard box is wall-free. This is My Three Subs Podcast, a soccer odyssey with your manager, Tim Van Horn.
Welcome to the My Three Subs Podcast mini episode. This is a special one. It's a preview of the nationally televised USL Championship match between North Carolina FC and the hosts, Memphis 901 FC. You can catch the game at 4 o'clock Central Time on ESPN Deportes. I'm Tim Van Horn. Pete Prenica and I will have the play-by-play call on ESPN Plus and on CW30 locally in Memphis, Tennessee. My co-host Brody Scott will be along in just a few moments. We'll talk more about North Carolina FC. But first, let's talk a little bit about Memphis 901 FC as they picked up a big win last weekend at home against St. Louis FC by a final score of 1-0. Let's start things off with the goal scorer, the Englishman, Keanu Marsh. Brown talking about how the goal was not just his first, but it was a special one because it involved some great team play.
Yeah, that's the combinations we've been working in training. Getting the ball out with Reese, and then back across to Kofi, forward run from Mark, and then a good ball in the box, and then I was there just for an easy tap-in. And they're the best goals to score, just tap-in, so that was a great team goal.
Memphis 901 FC are on a bit of a hot streak, unbeaten in their last three matches, so we asked Keanu about the Heat, the Memphis Heat. We asked him, tongue-in-cheek, if he was excited to be playing in 95-degree kickoff temperatures on Saturday.
Compared to the UK, I would prefer it to be a bit more rainy or colder, but we just got to deal with it, especially on Saturday. Kickoff's going to be early, so we just got to deal with the conditions and look at the state of the game and just play our game.
Keanu has been such a bright spark for Memphis 901 FC. If you look over his shoulder, though, you find the engine of the club, and we're talking about Leston Paul, who had a magnificent match against St. Louis FC and has been one of the many reasons why this club has gotten more physical. We asked Leston about the team's commitment to get more physical.
I thought as the weeks went on, we realized what it's going to take to get a win. It's going to be everyone buying into the physical aspect of the game. Coming off the long break, I think most of the teams aren't as fit as they should be. So it's just who's going to grind the longest, who's going to get in the tackles, who's going to win the second ball. So I think for us, once you win the midfield and you score your chances, you're going to win the game. So I think we put a lot of focus on dominating the midfield, and that's where we're going to get our joy, and then the attackers are going to get the goal for us.
Even at the start of the match against St. Louis, Memphis 901 FC's physicality was evident. The halftime break came, but when the second half came, it looked like an even more physical, ferocious Memphis 901 FC club. So we asked Leston Paul, was there a message that head coach Tim Mulqueen gave to the team that caused them to not only get more physical, but to start the challenges and the yellow cards flying in?
No, I think as the time went on, they started throwing more numbers forward and was playing more direct. So we had to be smart in, at times, wasting time to kind of slow the game down, get our defense organized. So it wasn't really a plan from the coaches, but I think as professionals, we have to realize when it's time to take a card, when it's time to go down, call on the trainer to waste time, just to slow down the game, because as you guys saw, it was just getting like a tennis match. It was back and forth, so you just had to put the right measures in place to slow down the game.
Coming up on this special mini episode of My Three Subs, a Soccer Odyssey podcast, we've got more on the preview between Memphis 901 FC and North Carolina FC. Brody Scott will bring you Mark Segbers, Memphis 901 FC head coach Tim Mulqueen, and a special preview of a full interview that we did with North Carolina FC defender Akeem Ward. It's all coming up next on My Three Subs.
And that takes us to the half. More next on My Three Subs, a Soccer Odyssey.
Hey, it's Tim. Just reminding you, this podcast is now powered by Podcave, the complete toolkit for podcasters. Brody and I want all of our time going into making the podcast as entertaining and as interesting as possible for you. So that's why we ditched our old services, made the switch over to Podcave. This is the complete podcast management, combining all the tools we need to make the best shows we can, to make them available on all the platforms you use, and to always stay connected with you. Podcave provides unlimited audio storage, so all our episodes, new and the old ones, are always available whenever you want them. And our website, it's included and built into Podcave, so you always have a place to find us. It's that easy. Music and soundscapes we use on the show are professionally made and fully licensed by Podcave, so we don't worry about getting sued for using music without permission, and we know for sure that the artists who made it, well, they're getting paid, and that's always a great thing. We get email and text management tools to stay in touch with you, guest booking tools, episode planning tools. Podcave even includes customizable news feeds so that we can stay on top of the latest headlines. We used to have to piecemeal all that stuff, and it took hours. Believe me, it took hours. It cost hundreds of dollars every month, and we had to have all these different accounts to really get the podcast to you. Well, that's all changed with Podcave. It's all in one place, and it's all inclusive. You're going to scratch your head, and you may even have to scratch your ears when you hear this. It's all inclusive for just $49 a month. That's right, $49 a month. Podcave, the complete toolkit for podcasters. Save time and money with your first or next podcast. Don't be afraid. Give it a try. Use Podcave. That's podcave.com. That's P-O-D-C-A-V-E, podcave.com.
There's the whistle. Go, go, go. Second half, My Three Subs action from the Center Circle Studios.
Welcome back to the My Three Subs special preview of Memphis 901 FC playing host to North Carolina FC this Saturday at 4 p.m. I almost said 7 o'clock. No, the time got moved to 4 p.m. It can be viewed on ESPN Plus, CW30, and ESPN Deportes. Again, that is 4 o'clock, 901 FC playing host to North Carolina FC. My co-host Tim Van Horn had man of the match, Keanu Marsh Brown, and a gentleman who's quickly turned himself into a man of the match situation, even though not in title necessarily, but Leston Paul. Another one of those 901ers that could get that title, no problem if you ask anybody, is Mark Segbers, who talked about that win against St. Louis, what it's taken to get the wins, and how the team has kind of turned around.
I mean, honestly, just happy to get the win. You know, I could care less if I get man of the match. As long as we're getting 3 points and moving up the standings, I'm happy. I think just the way that our pressing set up, it gave me opportunities to use my athleticism to get forward, and I tried to make the most of that. It was a great ball by Kofi to put me in behind for the assist. You know, he had his head up, put it over the defender's head, and it was hard not to miss key, and, you know, he did his job. So, you know, happy to always contribute to goals and wins. And like I said, you know, 3 points is always the goal when we're out there playing 90 minutes.
And that 90 minutes will be a difficult one this Saturday, as the Memphis Heat, well, can get to you. The game time is at 4 p.m., and if you've been in the Mid-South, you know it can get downright dangerously hot. So we ask Mr. Segbers, what's it going to take to beat the Heat and this North Carolina team?
I think the big thing for us is picking and choosing our moments. You know, like you said, it's going to be hot. People are not going to be able to go for 90 minutes. So I think, you know, setting them up, letting them get into good situations that let our press kind of be most effective, pick and choose our moments. And then when we get our opportunities, you got to be ready to take advantage of them and put the ball in the back of the net.
And while the focus and the mantra for Memphis 901 FC has been defend Memphis, the 901ers have found the back of the net a few times this season already, courtesy of Brandon Allen and Keanu Marsh Brown. But what's the focus moving forward?
I think, you know, we're starting to realize we're over the hump. You can tell there's a better vibe around the practice. The ball's zipping faster. You know, we show that we can keep a zero on the board. I think now it's just time to tidy up and know we got a really good attacking team. I think we're just trying to ready to show that and put some goals in the back of the net.
That being said, turning our attention to head coach of Memphis 901 FC, Coach Tim Mulqueen. We asked him what was on the practice schedule. Maybe set pieces?
Well, we do it every week. You know, set pieces are... they used to call it a half chance, a half goal back in the old days. So we worked on our defending set pieces today. It's an area that we continually need to get better. And I thought a couple of the short corners that St. Louis took, we were not as organized as needed to be. So, we think that that's an area that we always have to be be solid in, because you don't want to, you always want to win the set piece battle. You want to get one and not give one. And those are areas where, you know, that's just about execution. The ball is stopped, the play is stopped, you have an assignment and you have to execute. And that goes on both sides of the ball. I thought offensively we had some good service last week, but we didn't have guys in the right spot. So we need to make sure we're better at that this weekend.
So while set pieces were a focus in practice, we also asked Coach Mulqueen what he's preparing for against a North Carolina FC team that seems to be right on the edge.
Well, you know, Dave Sarakin's a top coach. He's coaching in World Cups. He's coaching the MLS. They're a very organized team. They love to play. They want possession of the ball. They want to string passes together. They want to play through us, for sure. They dictate the terms of the game by their possession. So what we need to do is disrupt their possession. We need to close down spaces, for sure. We need to be aware of guys running off the ball. They have great movement in their attacking shape. So we need to be really buttoned up in our defending when we're not pressing, to make sure that we account for guys running after they play balls. So they're a treat to watch. They're very good on the ball. They have good ideas. So we just need to make sure that we speed the tempo up. I mean, it's going to be 4 o'clock on a Saturday. So, I mean, you can only speed it up for so long. So we're going to have to be really good in our low block defending. But yeah, North Carolina, I think, is one of the top passing teams in the league. So we need to be dialed in as far as making play predictable, making it difficult, and we have to have pressure on the ball. Have to.
As anybody you talk to, whether it be coach, my co-host Tim Van Horn, whether it be any of the players, everybody knows that the heat is going to get to players. But what else is going to get to these 901ers is fullback Akeem Ward, who sat down with my co-host Tim Van Horn for this week's My Three Subs interview, who says he trained even harder during the shutdown.
You know, one of my mentors kind of mentioned this to me. He's like, if I'm doing something I don't like to do over and over and over again, and I'm doing it well, then when it's something I love, people will have no chance.
For that full interview, you can check out My Three Subs Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, or at mythreesubspodcast.com. We shall see who gets all of those chances this Saturday, 4 o'clock, as Memphis 901 FC plays host to North Carolina FC on ESPN Plus and ESPN Deportes here locally in Memphis on CW30. Tim Van Horn will have the call, as well as Pete Branica. And if you are superstitious like I am, that spells good news for Memphis 901 FC, as that duo saw the W last week. We shall see if 901 FC can continue that trend. A special thank you to Keanu Marsh Brown, Leston Paul, Mark Segbers, head coach Tim Mulqueen, and North Carolina FC's Akeem Ward for joining us on the show today. For anything you might have missed from My Three Subs, of course, you can find it on the website, mythreesubspodcast.com. You can also shoot us a message at mythreesubspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on any social media, on Facebook and Twitter. We are at My Three Subs Podcast, and on Instagram, we are at My Three Subs Soccer Pod. For Tim Van Horn, I am Brody Scott. Thanks for listening to our special 901 FC North Carolina FC preview.
There's the whistle. Thank you for listening. Check out more My Three Subs Podcast, a soccer odyssey,